Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering a very important case. A very important case, whether the DNR can regulate the pollution of groundwater in this state. Now, you would think, give me a break. Why are we even having to talk about that? It's the DNR, Department of Natural Resources. Of course they can regulate the pollution of groundwater in this state. Are you kidding me? What else are they supposed to do? Why do they exist? But not in a Republican environment, not with Robin Voss and the Manufacturers Association and others, in effect, controlling environmental policy in the state. No. And in effect, having a majority in the Supreme Court, I'll tell you what. So here's the deal. Here's what is at stake. Up in Kewaunee County, there is an 8,200 cow farm, a CAFO, concentrated animal feeding operation. Increasingly, family farms are having a real hard time making it economically, going out of business, being acquired. And increasingly, you have very large animal farms, concentrated animal feeding operations, corporate farms. There was one they were proposing up near Bayfield, believe it or not, 50,000 hogs, 50,000 hogs, for the love of Pete. I mean, 50,000 hogs, they all produce manure. Where do you think it goes? You think it might go into Lake Superior? Are you kidding me? Okay. Kewaunee County, many people are drinking bottled water, just like they are outside of La Crosse County, bottled water, because they can't drink their water from their wells. They can't drink the water from their wells. What the Republican Party and industry are arguing is that the DNR can't regulate this. They can't cap the number of animals on a farming operation that's safe given the geology of the area. The geology of Kewaunee County apparently is very, very susceptible to this kind of pollution. You know, geology does not follow the legislature. It doesn't follow Voss, doesn't follow Democrats. It is what it is. It's been in place for a long time, and tens of thousands, millions of years. And there are some places where the geology does not permit 8,200 cows discharging manure without going into wells. I mean, the most extreme example is, you may recall some time ago, when people were discussing where we would put the nuclear waste in this country from power plants, the proposal was Nevada. Well, Nevada has a geology that can do it as safely as possible. Wisconsin wouldn't. Well, the same thing with this. So the argument, believe it or not, by the Republicans, by industry, is that the DNR can't regulate this. They can't be heard about this. For instance, they can't say you can't have 8,200 cows. You can have 700 cows. That's just the way it is with the geology of the area. But even stupider, the argument is this. They can't even test, the DNR can't even test wells that are off-site to see if the pollution has migrated or leached into those wells. Now, when you say that the DNR can't even test to produce data, you're talking about really suppressing the truth, suppressing data. Here are some facts. 30% of the wells in the affected area had E. coli in them. 30%, the water in the wells, 30% in the affected area. 50% total were polluted. There was an infant up there, had to be rushed to the hospital because of the pollution. There are people throughout the area that continually have diarrhea and have the effects of the pollution. And the way they respond to it is they drink bottled water, most of them on their own dime. Bottled water is very expensive. You know, if you go to a ball game, you're lucky to get a bottle of water for a buck. You're but lucky. Sometimes it's $1.98 and sometimes it's more. But the point is, why? I don't want to drink bottled water. I really don't. I want to be able to cook and to drink water out of the tap. If you travel in some other countries, I've traveled in Mexico, I've traveled in Russia, I've traveled you know, all over Europe and a lot of other places. In most countries, in the hotels, they say, don't drink the water from the tap. Don't drink the water from the tap. You want a glass of water, you want to mix a drink or something like that, there's bottled water in the refrigerator. Well, that's all well and good if you're on vacation or if you're on business. But when you're back home in Kewaunee County or La Crosse County or anywhere, Dane County for that matter, Dane County has some of those forever chemicals coming from that firefighting foam out at the airport. And you use a well and it's anywhere in the vicinity, you may have to drink bottled water. In Kewaunee and in La Crosse, they are drinking bottled water, some of them. That's just plain wrong. And it's just very wrong that anybody can be permitted to go into court even and say the DNR can't even test wells outside of the affected area. It's not in their job description. That's false. It is in their job description. That is their job description. And they do have the authority to do this under the Federal Clean Water Act, which is a federal act which trumps any state regulation. There's a doctrine called preemption. And that is that if a federal law says something and a state law is inconsistent, the state law means nothing. It shrivels up. It goes away. The feds control. Otherwise, you'd have 50 states doing whatever they wanted and interfering with federal policy. So the Federal Clean Water Act permits it. But secondly, state law permits it. The DNR is set up with a mission, very clear guidelines. And what the Republicans in industry are arguing is if you don't mention the precise chemical, or if you don't mention the precise thing you want to test, you can't do it. Well, and if you want to do it, you got to go to the legislature, because under the lame duck laws that got passed when Walker was a lame duck, Voss effectively has the speaker has the right to do whatever he wants to be the governor. And of course, he'll never do anything. Well, you can't have that. There is no state and no government. I mean, the federal government is in this way where you can possibly write regulations for an administrative agency that takes into account every eventuality, every chemical, where you would like to test, why you would like to test. That's where administrative discretion comes in. You put in honest administrators, and they have a mission. They have an article, they have articles describing what they're supposed to do. And it can be very generally described that they are to investigate and regulate in a reasonable way pollution in the state. Let's just say you had that. Okay. Some gray areas there. If they get out of line, that can be tested in court. But to say that people in Kewaunee County are drinking bottled water and they can't test the wells, that's a frivolous argument. That's a false argument. And to say that the Federal Clean Water Act doesn't apply, even though it preempts state law, that's a false argument. And to say that that even state law needs to be preempted, it doesn't. It already permits the DNR to do this. But remember, they're already in court, the Republicans in industry, to stop the DNR from testing wastewater discharge for forever chemicals elsewhere in the state. What are you kidding me? They said the word wastewater doesn't appear in DNR's mission statement. Come on, guys. Come on. Talking to me, okay? This is the law school and not the fraud. This isn't Trump University, okay? This is not the fraud school. This is the law school. And the DNR has a mission and they can test wastewater. They can inspect wells. And you don't have to say in the reg, I want to get Farmer Smith's well located in Kewaunee, 10 miles from the oak tree. You know, these people, these are frivolous arguments. They get some lower court judges to enter injunctions and hold, and they're slowly polluting the groundwater of the state. You are not going to have the fresh water in the state that we have enjoyed throughout the history of the state if the Republicans, with their gerrymandered legislature and industry, and a Supreme Court that leans Republican, continue to sacrifice the water of the state. Clean water is as basic as you can get. was talking to some of my friends in the Native American community, and they said something very profound. They said, we speak for the water because the water cannot speak for itself. We speak for the water because the water cannot speak for itself. It's being slowly destroyed. Keep an eye on that litigation. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.